streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. U.S. military forces have shot down more than a dozen attack drones and several missiles fired by Yemen-based Houthi rebels at shipping vessels in the Red Sea. The Pentagon says there are no reported injuries. It comes after the Pentagon's announcement last night that it successfully launched retaliatory strikes against Iranian-backed militia groups in Iraq. CBS's David Martin.
Until yesterday, there had been no serious injuries. Yesterday morning, when one of these Iranian-backed militias launched this drone attack and actually critically injured one American service member, they crossed a red line.
Israel moves forward on its promise to drive Hamas out of Gaza. Airstrikes are shifting to the central part of the enclave while hospitals overflow. CBS's Michael George has the latest.
Even as pressure builds for a ceasefire, Israel's military chief predicted the war in Gaza will likely continue for months, saying there are no shortcuts to dismantling a terrorist organization. But while Hamas leaders hide in underground tunnels, civilians are in the line of fire. The World Health Organization says Gaza's hospitals are near a breaking point.
It's nonstop, 24 hours a day, serious and critical injuries coming in, and a very small staff to help them.
A massive winter storm sweeps across the central U.S. and is moving east. Weather Channel meteorologist Mike Bettis on what to expect.
As far as the rain in the east, it's all rain, way too warm for any snow here. There could be some flood issues, though, as we get into Friday evening. Now some snow across New England, extending back down to the spine of the Appalachians here. Some spots could pick up as much as 8 inches of snow. But by and large, it's a wet event, and flooding could be an issue along I-95.
Police in San Antonio, Texas, believe they have found the bodies of two people who were reported missing over the holiday weekend. One of them was an 18-year-old who was pregnant. Police Chief William McManus.
We believe that it is a missing woman and her boyfriend, but we can't confirm that right now officially until the medical examiner takes a look at the bodies and makes that determination.
Savannah Soto and Matthew Guerra were last seen on Saturday. Apple is hoping to keep two of its popular watch models on its store shelves with an appeal. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks has more.
The iPhone maker's appeal would pause a ban on importing and selling the Watch Series 9 and Watch Ultra 2, which Apple has already pulled from its online store after losing a patent ruling in front of the International Trade Commission regarding the blood oxygen sensors in the devices. Apple's hopes for presidential intervention failed to materialize when the Biden administration declined the opportunity to veto the ITC ruling.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street. The Dow jumped 159 points. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Christmas Day high temperatures broke records all over Wisconsin. Monday's high was 54 in Green Bay. Other new records include 54 in Appleton and 52 in Stevens Point. Records were also reached in Wausau, Marshfield, and Superior, just to name a few. Republicans plan to propose eliminating taxes on retirement income in Wisconsin this spring. Democrats say they'll work to make sure any tax cut is targeted to middle class.
We are going to make sure that anything that comes forward is focused on those families and those individuals who really need a little extra breathing room.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with WKOW's Capital City Sunday. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Nets tomorrow night. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Brooklyn Nets tomorrow night at the Barclays Center. Yesterday, the Bucks dropped one to the Knicks, 129-122. The Bucks are now 3-3 overall on Christmas Day. College football, New Year's Day, the Badgers versus number 13th ranked LSU Tigers, Monday at 11 a.m. in the ReliaQuest Bowl, Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. Meanwhile, Luke Fickell asked how many recruits have committed to Wisconsin for next season.
You know, right now I think we got 22. high school kids, you know, and that's the way that which we want to do it. Now, as we understand that the world is changing and this college is evolving, that we have to be able to retain those guys every bit as much as we have to develop. But you got to get them in the door to start with.
NFL, it's the Packers and the Vikings on Sunday night. The Packers 7-8 with two games left to go.
Yeah, everything's at stake, and we're going into a great environment next week in Minnesota and against a really good football team, and this is what we prepare for.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a few flurries, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs into the upper 30s. A brief rain or snow shower is possible Wednesday night into Thursday morning, and partly sunny and near 40 for Thursday. Right now, it's 33.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. Tell a friend what's on tap. There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley. This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight. Merry Christmas, everyone. Merry post-Christmas. It's the day after Christmas. Let's not pretend we're happy. It is typically considered the most depressing day of the year, I think. I don't think I'm going out on a limb by saying that, but this will help. We'll get through this together. Let's connect here and discuss, and we'll talk about what this day means as we kick off the show here today. Events coordinator Angie Johns of Lake Geneva Cruises, Lake Geneva Santa Cruises, will join me at the bottom of the hour. Angie is a good guest. She's going to talk about what they do down there. It's really cool. It's like the Santa Cruz on a heated ship. She's got a lot to say. And if you're looking for something to do during the rest of your break here, I recommend it. We took a poll leading up to Christmas. I asked most guests various questions, like if they liked eggnog, delicious or disgusting, real tree, fake tree, favorite Christmas movie. And we got some interesting results. Conrad, what was the eggnog result?
The one that I answered, which is, it's delicious.
Yeah. I think that won in a landslide. I think that one, well, you have the numbers. That won big time, right?
Oh, yeah. It won big time.
But the people that hated eggnog really hated it.
Yeah, so, yes, they did.
And I'm on that side. I don't hate it. It's hard for me to drink. I don't like the way it looks. And then what else did we do? We did real or fake tree. And this one was interesting because most people said they preferred a real tree, but most of those people that said that admitted to getting a fake tree because it's just easier. And I'm one of those people too. So I would say fake tree still. And ours will be up through New Year's. But fake tree won. Begrudgingly, people like real trees, and I'm no different. We asked people if they sent out Christmas cards. That was kind of split down the middle, pretty much, as to those who send them out and those who don't. They just, you know, and I admit, it exhausted me. I gave up a few years ago with the Christmas cards. And then what was our other category, Conrad?
Christmas movies.
Oh, Christmas movies, right. And it's your favorite movie, so why don't you go ahead and say the winner?
Christmas Vacation.
Yeah. And It's a Wonderful Life was a close second, but Christmas Vacation took the title. So thanks for playing in those polls, reading those texts. Building up to Christmas was really fun. So it's December 26th. And you know what? Typically, it is the most depressing day of the year. But I'm going to change all that because attitude is everything. After today,
this will remain the happiest day of the year. Why? Because the only way to go is up. This truly is considered one of the most depressing days of the year because it's right after Christmas. There's a big letdown. But this year, it's even worse because it's on a Tuesday. Like if it's a Saturday after Christmas, yeah, that's still depressing. But it's still a Saturday. But today's Tuesday. Most of us are back at work, recovering from the stress of the holidays, arguments with relatives, bad traveling experiences. It's just not a pleasant day. What I find interesting, I did some research here. The national days of the year are also depressing. I look these up every day, just looking for content for the show. The national days of the year, this is Whiner's Day, National Whiner's Day, which, you know, is what I'm doing right now because it's the day after Christmas and a Tuesday. And do whiners really need a national day? How do you celebrate National Whiner's Day? By not whining at all? By whining even more than usual? This is also National Thank You Note Day. Well, that's original. The National Calendar people all got together and said, we need to figure something out for the 26th, but we just got all these gifts. What should we call this day? How about National Thank You Note Day? Kind of low-hanging fruit, but still sort of genius. It's also National Candy Cane Day. Shouldn't that be before Christmas? We love Christmas. It seems like we love candy canes. Did they not have a slot open before Christmas to slide the candy cane day in? If you eat a candy cane the day after Christmas, it just reminds you of the joy leading up to Christmas. It takes all the fun out of the candy cane. It's also National Boxing Day, the origins of which, by and large, are unknown. That's depressing. This is a day you return presents. Presents you don't want, don't like, or don't fit because you've gotten too fat this year. You're listening to all the end of the year lists, countdowns, and people who died, just reminding us that another year has passed. It's depressing. Reminding us we're mortal and heading to the inevitable. I know I'm making this worse for the time being. But bear with me. There's a method to my madness. Even today's birthdays are depressing. Kit Harington from Game of Thrones. Good show. Very depressing. Remember the Red Wedding episode? Horrible. It's also Jared Leto's birthday. Star of Dallas Buyers Club, Requiem for a Dream, American Psycho, and he played Lennon's assassin, Mark David Chapman. Has he ever made a movie that was not depressing? The Exorcist was released on December 26th, further cementing the depressing nature of this day. There Will Be Blood was released today. Remember that ending? Paul Dano does. Danny Day-Lewis starts wailing on him. Even Hollywood, a town that brings joy through entertainment, is against us today. Little Women was released the day after Christmas, but most people consider it a Christmas movie. At least Die Hard, a film that many think of as a Christmas movie, had the decency to be released before the actual holiday. The Cooler was released on this day back in 2003. William Macy stars as a guy who is a kind of a sad sack who is supposed to bring bad luck to everyone at a winning table. Maria Bello is in it and Alec Baldwin. She's great, but it's a depressing movie. The bar is low. It's the day after Christmas. What do you do when you're this down? You got to turn it around. Attitude is everything. So I, Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, declare this. Conrad, get a song ready. We need to cement this with music. I, Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, declare this is the new, happiest day of the year. Let's solidify it through song. Crank that up, Conrad. Let's pretend it's still Christmas today, right? What do you say, Conrad? Should we pretend it's still Christmas?
Yeah, we should.
We should. Let's play some. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to play some Christmas clips from sitcoms. And we'll pretend for today, the new happiest day of the year, that it's still Christmas. How much time do we have in the segment? Do we have time to play a clip?
Oh, yeah, we have some time.
Did I ramble on too long? Okay, good. What should we do? Let's do a Seinfeld. Do we have a Seinfeld queued up?
Oh, we could do Festives.
Festivus?
Festivus, that's what I meant.
Okay, this is great. This is a clip. Those of you who know Seinfeld know this clip. But people actually celebrate Festivus now, thanks in part to the Seinfeld show. Roll that clip.
George, we've got a problem.
There's a memo here from accounting telling me there's no such thing as the human fund.
Well, there could be.
But there isn't.
Well, I could give the money back. Yeah.
George, I don't get it. If there's no human fund, those donation cards were fake. You better have a damn good reason why you gave me a fake Christmas gift.
Well, sir, I gave out the fake card because I don't really celebrate Christmas. I celebrate Festivus.
Awesome.
Festivus, sir. And I was afraid that I would be persecuted for my beliefs. They drove my family out of Bayside, sir.
You making all this up, too?
Oh, no, sir. Festivus is all too real, and I could prove it.
Yeah, you probably should.
Happy Festivus!
George, this is a surprise. Who's the suit?
Yo, Dad, this is my boss, Mr. Kruger.
Have you seen the pole, Kruger?
Yeah, he doesn't need to see the pole.
Then. He's going to see it.
Happy Festivus! Yama, hama.
You have time to go home. What are you doing here?
Embracing my roots.
They nailed you on the 20 Gs?
Busted cold.
It's made from aluminum. Very high strength to weight ratio.
I find your belief system fascinating.
Hey! Happy Festivus, everyone!
Hello again, Miss Bettis.
What are you doing here?
Damnedest thing. Me and Charlie were calling to ask you out, and we got this bagel place.
I told them I was just about to see you. It's a Festivus miracle!
Here's Charlie!
Let's begin.
There's nothing funnier to me on TV than George Costanza lying. He's the best liar in sitcom history. And he lied his way into a holiday. Not only they celebrate on the show, but in real life. People celebrate Festivus, not knowing fully what it is. They buy a Festivus pole. They say things like it's a Festivus miracle. Were you a fan of Seinfeld?
I never really watched it growing up.
You know what? That excites me because you have 9 seasons of binge-worthy comedy at your fingertips.
Well, I love to binge, so I'm all for it.
Well, listen, that's what we got to do. We got a few more days here until after the new year, so I think that's what we'll do. We'll binge on some Seinfeld, and we'll play a couple more Seinfeld clips. Angie Johns is going to join us in a few minutes at the bottom of the hour. She is the events coordinator for the Santa Cruz Lines in Lake Geneva, which is really cool. They have this huge lit up boat, and they sail. Conrad, what do they do? What do you think they do? Are you a boatsman?
I am not.
I am not either. Let's just say they sail. There's no sails on the boat. It's motorized, but they motor around the lake and see the cool lights. Santa's there, and you know there's still time left if you want to do it. But first, we're going to come back. We are celebrating the happiest day of the year. It is still Christmas. It's still Christmas in our hearts. So we're going to play a couple more Christmas clips when we come back. It's Pete Schwabba. You're listening to Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The cameraman, the cocktail glass, behind a blend of plastic plants. Find the lady with the fat diamond ring. Then you know I can't remember a damn thing. I think it's one of those deja vu things. Or a dream is trying to tell me something. But will I ever stop thinking about it? I don't know. I doubt it. Subterranean by design. I wonder what I would find if I met you.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be.
I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor, but I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight. It's the happiest day of the year. Because Nightlight with Pete Schwabba deems it so, and Conrad's backing me, we have decided that this is going to be, from now on, not the most depressing day of the year, the happiest day of the year. And why? Because we all have each other to get through this, to drown our sorrows of the holidays and turning it around and making it happen. Because attitude is everything, and that's what we're doing. We're playing some funny clips from Christmas sitcoms. Did you have a good Christmas? Conrad, I didn't ask you that. I should have asked.
I had a great Christmas.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What'd you do? What's Christmas like in the Krieger household?
Well, so my parents live in Florida. Shout out to Key West.
Okay.
I don't get to see him all the time, but it's great to always spend time with my brother's wife's family. They live in Madison, so it's great to spend time with them.
Nice.
Play a lot of games, stuff like that. So
what kind of games do you play? What are they rolling there?
So there's one game, it's called Fishbowl. Where it's charades, you also, like, you have a word and you got to say it with just a sentence describing it. So, yeah, it's a really fun game.
Have you ever played a catchphrase?
Yeah.
That's our big game. We get, like, 20 people and you know how, like the buzzer, you can tell it's like, it gets faster and people start throwing the thing around. We've had a chipped tooth.
Oh,
that's how competitive we get with this ridiculous game. And but that's our favorite. It's fun. I like catchphrase. Christmas is great in Wisconsin. That's why I'm not letting go. We're still celebrating Christmas here today on Nightlight. Tonight, I should say. So great to have you with us. We hope you guys all had a great Christmas and a safe Christmas. And we hope you have a great and safe New Year too. Maybe tomorrow, Conrad, we'll do like some New Year's questions or something.
That sounds good to me.
So we kind of rolled in here. We're a little groggy from yesterday, but we still got to keep the energy going. It's the happiest day of the year. Do we have another Seinfeld clip lined up?
Yes, we do.
Let's do the Elaine Christmas card clip. That's a great one.
Look at what we have here. A Christmas card from Lainey. Thank you. Well, you didn't have to go to that trouble.
Trouble. My assistant did the whole thing.
I didn't even see the picture. How did it come out?
Oh, you know, it's a picture.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Looks good. Kramer did a good job.
Yeah, well, I mean, how hard is it to take a picture?
What? Did you look at this picture carefully?
Carefully?
Because I'm not sure, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I see a nipple. Here, take a look. What is this?
Oh my God! That's my nipple.
That's what I thought.
That's my nipple. My nipple's exposed. I sent this card to hundreds of people. My parents, my boss, Min and Papa.
You look at the picture.
Oh God, I didn't notice. Oh, what am I gonna do? You know, your whole life, you go through painstaking efforts to hide your nipple, and then boom, suddenly hundreds of people get their own personal shot of it.
Kramer took the picture.
Have you seen the card?
What card?
My Christmas card.
Yeah, of course, I took it.
Well, did you notice anything unusual about it?
No.
Well, come here and take a look.
Yeah, so?
So what's that?
That's a nipple.
Right.
Oh.
Great. Didn't you see that?
No, I didn't notice it.
It's because you made me wear that stupid shirt.
Well, maybe no one noticed it. You didn't notice it.
Let me go get Newman. We'll see if he sees it.
No, I don't want him looking.
Oh, what's the difference? Everybody else you know has it.
Oh, my God. I sent one to the super of my building, my mailman, my 10-year-old little nephew, Sister Mary Catherine, Father Chelios. Oh, my God, Fred. I sent one to Fred.
Okay, what is it?
Here. Take a look at this card. Tell me if you notice anything unusual about it.
Yeah, your nipple's showing.
Oh. Okay, thanks.
Anything else?
No.
All right, see you later.
What? So what? It's a nipple. It's a little brown circular protuberance. It's a big deal. Yeah, everybody's got to look. I got him.
Ah, oh, that's great. I love it too. Newman leaves and Kramer like slaps him on the back, like, thanks for helping us out. So great. So do we have time for another one?
Yeah, we can do another one.
You got the one with George with the nipple slip?
I do. Yeah.
Let's do that one. If we have time, let's do that one.
You cannot believe what I am going through. That card is plastered all over the office. Everybody's calling me Nip. Yeah, that's my new nickname at the office, Nip. These guys keep asking me out for drinks. Not only that, Fred, you know the guy I told you about? He hasn't called me in 3 days. Oh, hey.
Hey, how come I didn't get a Christmas card? Everybody else got one. Jerry got one. Kramer got one. I thought we were good friends. I don't get a Christmas card. I don't get it.
You want a Christmas card? You want a Christmas card? All right, here. Here's your Christmas card.
She took George's head and pulled it into her chest, and his hair is all messy. I'm painting a picture.
You got any double crunch?
Yeah, I think I do.
What's that perfume?
What? It's the ocean.
That's mine. That's my smell. Jerry, you got to get that model to get me an appointment with Calvin Klein.
Oh, I can't. You won't return my calls because you caught me in a pick of light.
I totally forgot about that subplot. That's when Kramer tried to create a fragrance that makes you smell like the beach. And someone stole it and he flips out. It is so great. All right. So it is still Christmas Day, folks. It's a spirit, right? I mean, what are we doing here? A day is so trivial. If it's really a spirit, then it's still Christmas. Are you with me, Conrad?
I'm with you.
All right, there's two of us. I hope the listeners are following. And coming up, there's been a Santa sighting in Lake Geneva, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. And then we'll do a couple more clips. But you got some more clips?
Don't worry, no.
No? We'll find some, right?
Yeah.
We got time. We got a short break here. And then also, when we come back, I'm going to ask Conrad, well, maybe we'll do this after our Santa sighting discussion. We'll talk about what our New Year's plans are because, you know, I don't know. I want to find out what people like. Are you a go out and party guy, Conrad? Or do you like to sit home and what do you do? You're a young guy.
So I just graduated college last May. So then I would say, yeah, I'm a party guy. But now I like to chill. I like to have.
You're already a couch potato fresh out of college?
Right like that.
Wow, that didn't take long.
No, if my friends are up, I'll definitely, you know, have a fun time with them.
Yeah. Yeah, you can stay home and have. That's what I like to do. I like to stay home, have people over. I don't like to drive around. Back when I was a stand-up years ago, it was kind of a depressing thing. I'd be on the stage with two other comics ringing in the new year, and I'd look out and see all these couples kissing and laughing and having fun, and my girl was at home. So, anyway, New Year's. I got to keep my spirit up, though. It's the day after Christmas, and we're keeping Christmas
spirits
going.
High.
Spirits high. Yeah, spirits high. All right. We're going to talk about a Santa sighting in Lake Geneva coming up, and then we'll do more Christmas stuff. It's Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. The Pentagon says it has shot down drones and missiles over the Red Sea with no injuries reported. It comes after the U.S. says it successfully launched strikes in Iraq yesterday. CBS's David Martin.
It was the fourth time the Biden administration has retaliated for the more than 100 attacks conducted by Iranian-backed militias against American troop locations in Iraq and Syria.
Israel again attacks refugee camps in Gaza as its military says it will expand its offensive. CBS's MTS Taya.
In Gaza, six Israeli soldiers have been pronounced dead by the military. And over 240 Palestinians were killed in multiple Israeli airstrikes, according to the Hamas-run Ministry of Health.
Travelers hit the roads and skies again. More from CBS's Tom Hansen.
TSA predicts this Friday, December 29th, and Monday, January 1st, will be the busiest days at airports in the U.S. as we round out the holiday rush.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Gasoline prices in Wisconsin are going down when the rest of the country is going up. Gas Buddy says the average price for regular in Wisconsin is $2.72. That's almost 3 cents lower than last week. The national average price of gasoline has risen almost 3 cents to $3.07 a gallon. Political observers say black voters in Milwaukee will be key to winning Wisconsin in the race for president next year. Mayor Cavalier Johnson tells WISN-TV's Up Front that's why President Biden was at the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce in Milwaukee last week.
There's a reason why, of all places he could have gone, he chose the Wisconsin Black Chamber of Commerce. He's doing outreach to the African-American community.
The president has work to do to get his message across. The latest Marquette poll has Biden's job approval rating in Wisconsin at 42%. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight, a few flurries, and a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs into the upper 30s. A brief rain or snow shower is possible Wednesday night into Thursday morning. And partly sunny and near 40 for Thursday. Right now it's 33.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or...
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On 93.5, The Tap.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, CivicMedia.us.
You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5. The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who has a black and white plasma TV, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Beautiful night here in downtown Green Bay, broadcasting live from City Deck at our WGBW studios. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to filmmaker Tyler McIntyre. He's got a new film out called It's a Wonderful Knife, and it's continuing in the tradition of these films that are like horror Christmas films. So Tyler is an up-and-coming director. I'm lucky to have him on the show, and I can't wait to talk to him about his new film and films past. Our question tonight, and great text so far, what is your favorite Christmas cocktail? What is your favorite Christmas cocktail? Also, a reminder, it is National Games Day. You can text in your favorite board game if you like, too. The number is 920-264-0606. And it is my pleasure now to welcome to Nightlight, Angie Johns. Angie, am I saying your name right?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Yeah, and you are the event coordinator of Lake Geneva Cruises. Is that correct?
Yeah, Lake Geneva Cruise Line, one of the event coordinators, salespeople, for 19 years now.
Oh, my. Wow, that's fantastic. So I saw this online, and we're statewide. We broadcast all over the state, so I'm trying to, like, include all parts of the state. I love Lake Geneva. I went there as a kid from Chicago. What can you tell me about Lake Geneva Cruises?
So we normally operate during the summertime, typically May 1st through October 31st. We do public tours, anything from a 1-hour Best of the Lake tour to a full lake. Mostly we're known for our mailboat tours, which incorporates a captain who has to drive the Walworth, you know, close enough to all the piers, or about 70 to 80 piers.
Oh, wow.
So that a mail jumper can actually jump off the boat, deliver the mail, take any outcoming mail off, typically in their teeth, so that they can jump on board the boat with two hands and safely make it back on.
That's how they do it, really?
Yes. Yeah. The boat never stops. They may slow down a little bit, but we've got some very, very athletic mail jumpers.
Have you ever lost a mail carrier?
Some of them have been dumped in the water a few times. I myself have been a mail jumper in my early 40s. So we kind of lose our high school and our college kids for the fall. So, you know, it's like, who's athletic and daring enough to do this? So
I don't know what sport really trains you to jump off a boat and deliver mail and jump back on either, though, in your defense. So.
Nothing. But we do, tours every single day, 7 days a week. And then we do private cruises as well. So if somebody's getting married or has a business outing, funerals we've done before, you know, celebrations of life. Hmm. So we typically do about 700 private parties a season, as well as the public tours.
Wow. So you earn your money.
Yeah. We do. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like you're a pretty busy person. Okay. So what I saw on your website was just beautiful. It was this ship all lit up during Christmas, yep. And it's a Christmas cruise.
Correct.
How does that work? Does the lake ever freeze over? Is it, you know, how does that work?
So we've had days where, so it's called the Santa Cruise. Typically we go out the day after Thanksgiving until December 30th. We give, obviously, our families that work for us time off for the holidays, for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But it's something we incorporated about 6 years ago with a charity called Santa Causes. And so we start out with people coming to our tree festival area. There's typically anywhere between 6 to 12 charities every year, just depends on each year. And so people come to the Tree Festival area, they can purchase tickets, they can win fabulous prizes, New York trips, Maui trips, four-wheel drive vehicles. I mean, it's insane what the presents are, you know, or the gifts are that you can typically win. So after that, they actually line up. And what we do is we light up the part of the shoreline. So a lot of people that are residents here are not residents in the wintertime. So we have these huge lighted displays that we put up in people's front yards with their permission to use their electricity. And so we get everybody on board the boat and we go along the shoreline and we talk about the displays that we see, which kind of lead up to Santa's hideaway. So again, starting about 6 years ago, we started this, we've kind of added on. So once we get to Santa's hideaway, if he's there, he comes out and he reads a nice list of all the kids on board that boat.
How fun.
And sometimes we'll have, I think on bigger days, we have a little over 1,600 people coming through on one night.
Oh, my word.
So Santa may have 50 to 75 kids' names to read off, hopefully the nice list on every single tour. Santa's very busy.
That's so cool. And I had no idea he had a place in Lake Geneva. It's kind of nice that he can get away like that.
It's his hideaway, but you can't see it normally unless you go through our, what we call our polar vortex. So the vortex is kind of a fog related, piece of our pier. And once they go through that polar vortex, then they're able to see all the clues to get to Santa's hideaway.
That is so cool. And yeah. I assume it's the real Santa. It's not like the Home Alone guy or.
No. Okay. It's the real Santa. Okay. And actually he then delivers presents Christmas Eve, has probably a little hot cocoa with the elves on Christmas Day. But he comes back the week after Christmas for a few days, to make sure that we covered all the kids,
names. Cool. So, I'm talking with Angie Johns. She's the events coordinator of Lake Geneva Cruises. And if you haven't done this, it looks really cool. And I should point out that the cruises, the Santa cruises are heated, correct?
They are. Yeah. So we have two boats that typically go out. They are heated on both decks. When you're in the Tree Festival area here, in Williams Bay, we do have a bar, so we have hot chocolate for the kids, kiddie cocktails, some adult beverages, and they can bring those onto the boat. There's bathrooms on board the boat, so and then this year we added a little twist where we want to learn what Santa's favorite candy is. So the kids kind of have a little worksheet where each display is connected to a certain candy. Now, I haven't been on the cruise myself this year, so I don't know what Santa's favorite candy is, but I hope to find out on one of the last days for sure.
What brought you to that area? Are you a native of Lake Geneva?
I'm not. My husband is. He's been here his whole entire life. I've been here 21 years. I've been with, like I said before, Gage, in Lake Geneva Cruise Line for 19.
Yeah.
So it's just a very unique place to visit, to live. Summer is as fun as winter is.
Beautiful.
Just invited to a winter party coming up in February out on the ice. So that's, you never know what that involves, completely. So
no, yeah. It's an absolutely, I mean, Lake Geneva is just kind of a magical place. So are there still the cruises run through the 30th? Are there still tickets available and how can people find them? The website maybe?
Yeah. So if you go onto our website, which is cruiselakegeneva.com or santacruiselakegeneva.com, There's plenty of seats available. I know that Saturday is one of our busiest times with probably close to 1,700 people going on our cruises.
Wow.
But after Christmas, there is opportunities to definitely get on board the boats and go see Santa even after Christmas time. You know, still plenty of times available. You'll be on the heated boats again. And yeah, I mean, that's a good time because, you know, Santa's, he's kind of tired, but he still reads off the nice list. So
that's like more people than there were on the Titanic. I'd love to see how you guys pull this off. So, all right, I got some, I got a couple quick fun questions for you, Angie, and thank you again for your time tonight.
Sure.
Eggnog, delicious or disgusting?
I would say delicious, but fattening.
Okay. Oh, you're one of the few people that didn't commit right away to one or the other. You kind of hesitated. I respect that. Favorite Christmas movie?
It's got to be Elf. I know all the lines of Elf. Yeah.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Do you send Christmas cards out or are they a thing of the past?
I still send Christmas cards out. I love getting them because I cut out family's photos and put them on my refrigerator to look at for the rest of the year.
Okay.
So I do love Christmas cards.
Fair enough. And then Christmas trees, real or fake?
Fake. My parents love real. I love the smell, but my husband's very OCD. So we have a fake one.
So to cut down on the vacuuming sound, you just had to go fake tree.
Fake tree, leave the lights on, stick it in a closet. All right. I'm done.
I love it. Does Lake Geneva really clear out after the Christmas season until summer then, or do you guys still have a lot going on?
We still have a lot going on. I mean, everybody right now is downtown shopping. I mean, the shopping is amazing.
Yeah.
And then we do have the Winterfest coming up the first weekend of February with the snow sculptures, which brings in a huge crowd of people. You know, restaurants are full, bars are full, shopping is awesome. So there's still a lot to do, in downtown Lake Geneva.
Very cool. And those little festivals really help get you through winter. They're just a lot of fun. So check out Lake Geneva Cruises. My guest tonight was Angie Johns, the events coordinator. Thanks so much for your time, Angie, and have a great holiday season.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. All right, that was Angie Johns. If you're looking for something to do, you still have time. Before the new year, they go right up to the new year, these Lake Geneva cruises. Check them out. When we come back, we might do another Seinfeld thing, Conrad. I don't know. It's kind of a Seinfeld week. Coming up, we create a new holiday for December 26th.
Everybody.
93.5 The Tap.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to Nightlight. I assume you're all in front of your computers now buying tickets for the Santa Cruz line. That sounded kind of cool, don't you think, Conrad?
I do.
I think you and I, okay, we work together, but I think we need to take this relationship up a notch. I think we should start palling around. What do you say?
Sounds good to me.
Let's go to Lake Geneva. We'll take a, it's the couple of guys taking a Santa Cruz together.
Actually, how fun.
Creepy would that be? What's with those guys? It's two grown men taking a Santa Cruz. No kids.
But there's an open bar, so I mean...
Yeah, that's true. We're just here for the drinks. That's like... So it's still Christmas in our hearts. We are still celebrating Christmas here on Nightlight this evening because it's the day after Christmas. Traditionally, very depressing day. Depressing movies have been released on this day. Actor birthdays are depressing, like the people that make depressing movies. So we are turning that around. Today... According to this show, Nightlight with Peach Wabba, this is now the new happiest day of the year. And you know what? Conrad, tomorrow night, we have to think of a name. We're going to name this day. We're going to make our own Festivus.
Sounds good. Can we do that? Yeah.
All right.
We'll do some homework.
We'll take a Santa Cruz. You'll camp out at the bar. I'll be the single guy.
That's where I do my best brainstorming.
Perfect. So come up with something because, you know, I think we could do this. So we were talking about our poll. You know what I realized at the top of the show, we talked about the movies that most people liked. And Christmas Vacation won. Home Alone was up there. Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life was, you know, a close second, not neck and neck or anything. But you know what I was surprised about? A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
We heard a few people say that. We had seven, right? Out of all those people. It's just like, that was surprising. And that just occurred to me. But... Anyway, so Conrad and I have decided this is going to be the new, well, really me. He's just being a good sport. He might think I'm crazy, but I've decided this is the new happiest day there, even happier than Christmas. Because once Christmas Day happens, it's downhill. It's like, oh, tomorrow's the day after Christmas. Well, there is no day after Christmas now. It's just Christmas. It's a spirit. It's not a day. We're better than that. So we're going to keep this feeling going all year. And to help cheer ourselves up, what do we do here? You got that Friends clip?
I do.
Let's do the Friends Christmas. This is a short montage. This is good.
Oh, 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 oh! Ugly naked guy is decorating his tree. Oh, my God, you should see the size of his Christmas balls.
Hey, how much did you guys tip the super this year?
Yeah, we were going to give 50, but if you guys gave more, we don't want to look bad.
Oh, actually, this year we just made him homemade cookies.
And 25 it is. You gave him cookies?
Money is so impersonal. Yeah. Cookies says someone really cares. All right, we're broke, but cookies do say that.
I can't believe it's Christmas already. You know? I mean, one day you're eating turkey, the next thing you know, your lords are a-leaping and your geese are a-laying.
Hey.
Hey. Happy Christmas Eve. Oh my God, where did you get this?
Macy's, third floor, home furnishings.
This is my father. This is a picture of my dad. All right.
This is the one of your father in a meadow. And helping a little boy fly a kite. And here he is at a graduation. Another graduation. Another graduation.
I remember my father, all dressed up in the red suit, the big black boots and the patent leather belt, sneaking around downstairs. He didn't want anybody to see him, but he'd be drunk, so he'd stumble, crash into something, and wake everybody up.
Well, that doesn't sound like a very Merry Christmas.
Who said anything about Christmas?
I think Chandler was my favorite character. It's too bad about
me. Easily. Yeah. Easily.
Or he and Joey together, actually, are like my favorite character. So that's kind of what we're doing here today. We're drowning our sorrows and trying to make this the happiest day of the year. There's a special hour of Nightlight where we have kind of a short show today. Right, Conrad?
Yep.
Yeah. So we're going to wind things down here. And what better way, in my opinion, than with a little Peanuts Christmas? Let's keep Christmas Day going one more time with the Peanuts.
I don't know, Linus. I just don't know. Well, I guess we better concentrate on finding a nice Christmas tree.
Let those voices even warm your heart.
I suggest we try so those ditch lights, Charlie Brown. This really brings Christmas close to a person. Fantastic.
You seen this one, Conrad?
I have. Yeah.
They're picking out the tree right now. It's great.
Gee, do they still make wooden Christmas trees? This little green one here seems to need a home.
I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said? This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit.
I don't care. We'll decorate it, and it'll be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me.
All the needles fall off. Charlie Brown is definitely a real Christmas tree guy. That's such a great story. It's probably more than a movie. That's probably what I look forward to the most every year. So we have some homework to do tonight, Conrad. When we come back for tomorrow, we need to have a new name for December 26th along the lines of Festivus. Or what we could do, since this is a short show, we're not really doing text, but we could do like tomorrow, we could put it out there and see if we get some good suggestions, you know?
Yeah, we could do that as well.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
All right. So you don't have much going on for New Year's. You gonna hang out with some buds?
Yeah, well, actually, one of my brother's friends always has a New Year's, and we're doing this year, we're doing a shirt, like White Elephant, so we all get each other shirts, and then we have to wear it for the rest of the day.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Even if it doesn't fit or if it's too big or whatever.
Well, we got all the sizes already, but it'll just be kind of like a funny thing it says on there or something. So,
okay, that sounds good. That's cool. That's the second time you said your brother, and I know you're kind of new to town. So I think my New Year's resolution is going to be find Conrad some local friends. I know you got a lot of friends, but you're new to town.
Yeah.
All right. That's going to be the project for the new year. That's going to be my New Year's resolution.
Sounds good to me.
All right. We got to think of a new name for this day. It is the new happiest day of the year, December 26th. Thank you for listening to this short show. We'll be back tomorrow night with lots of suggestions. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Toasting to the new year? This celebration has been going on around the world for thousands of years. Many revelers include resolutions for the year ahead. It's an opportunity for renewal and to set some goals, whether you focus on health, work, or relationships. Intentions to improve your life is the best possible thing to do for 2024. I'm Terry Barr, and from all of us with the Civic Media Radio Network, happy holidays.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News.